you got kids aged between 13 and 17 who are caught in a rut, they want a slight change in their life, maybe your mums and dads want the same, apparently you should give Army Cadets a go. There's a unit in Yandina looking for more recruits between 13 and 17. And I've been thinking, Ali, I haven't done cadets since I was at school.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
Great thing for to get your kids into, your teenagers into. So how long did you do Army Cadets for?
I did 3.5 years, got to the rank of corporal. Although, again, this is harks back to the school reunion thing I was talking about. A lot of kids ribbed me and said, you should only ever get to the rank of sub-assistant Lance Cadet.
Why?
That's all you're good enough for.
Why?
Well, I was never good at marching. I can never stay in time, and when it came to slinging
no.
I mean, just little things like that that I ribbed you about. But cadets,
how's your marching now?
I haven't done it for about 25 years. It's probably just as bad.
Maybe we need someone in the Zinc family that is a marching specialist to give you some tips. What, you couldn't coordinate the left, the right?
Somehow
it's
was
very
hard.
Important.
Well, I was in the band, so you're doing that while holding a tenor horn. It's very hard to blow an
Careful.
Instrument and march at the same time. But cadets is not about shooting. It's about discipline. It's about feeling and belonging. And you get to wear a uniform and you get to wind it with a crease down the pants. So, I mean, yeah. That's exciting in itself,
Look,
isn't it?
Don't blame yourself for your lack of marching abilities. I blame schools. I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
Well, because my grandmother, she said they used to march every morning.
That's right, yeah.
When
yeah.
they were kids at school, and then that phased out for some reason. I'll have to ask my father-in-law, Stan, about this because he was a primary school principal. And, why did marching get phased out?
Yeah, let's talk to him about that before the week's out, because Sister Nunciata used to be on the microphone going left, 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 right, left, and then
Sister Nunciata.
That was her name.
That is the best name ever.
And if you're out of step, boy, did you pay for it. Gay, can you help me?
With you marching,
yeah.
Regardless whether you're in the band or just someone in the group marching, listen to the drum. When you hear that big, big beat, that's when it's the left foot forward.
The drum helps me, does it? But the drums always play when you're in a marching band.
How's your rhythm, Bilko?
but it's not just the drums. It's the big beat with the drum, not your other little ones. It's the big beat.
It's the big one, the boom.
Gay must have been a marching girl.
Yes. I mean, have you got rhythm? Can you dance?
Well, Peter Garrett type rhythm, so that's not really rhythm, is it?
You've got unique rhythm.
Were you a marching girl, Gail?
No, I was with guys when you march every Anzac Day.
Okay.
That's the one thing that I was taught, that when you hear the big bang on the drum, that's when it's the left foot forward, and you always start with the left foot.
Yeah, what if you miss that first drum beat though? Then you're gone for the whole time.
Then you do you learn to do a little shuffle with your feet.
Skipping. That's great. Pirouette. I love that. Alan from Tin Can Bay, hello.
Yeah, when I was in the Army, I was always out of step. The sergeant major always yelling at me, get in step. And I tried to explain to him, the rest of the platoon were out of step. I was the only one in step.
He didn't believe you, did he?
Alan,
no.
So how did you rectify this, or did you rectify it?
Yeah, I got out of the Army.
Would you encourage kids to get involved with school cadets? I mean, they're on a recruiting drive now. Do you think it's good for them?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
So and they should bring back national service to keep some of these young idiots off the road.
That's a good point, Alan. All right.
So do you reckon there's no hope for Bilko with his marching career?
I think he's too old for it now.
Yeah. Yeah, at 52, I'm done. The Yandina Cadets on a recruiting drive looking for more people to get involved. And look, that's one of the biggest things about cadets that I found tough was the marching.
Yes.
And Ali, you were blaming schools.
Well, I said don't blame yourself, Bilko, because as far as I understood, schools have taken out marching. They don't do marching anymore. My grandma used to say it was very important to get that left-right brain happening. And I said we need to get my father-in-law on the phone because he's an ex-primary school principal and he's been all over Western Queensland. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, Alison.
See, hasn't he got that school principal?
Sounds like you're in trouble already.
Yes, I might. So, Stan, you were principal at Bark Alden, Myer, where else?
Well, at Wandowin.
Wandowin.
Emu Park.
Yep.
Byfield.
He's been everywhere, man, just like the song.
Yeah, what about my schools in England and Canada? I was in a one-teacher school in Canada in 1961 or two.
Yep. And when did marching get out of schools, you know, starting your day with marching?
Well, marching was a, I'll let my daughter talk in a minute.
Okay.
Because she's a practicing teacher right now. But when we had our sports days were big days, our district sports. Everybody got involved in sport. And a big part of that was to start the sporting, the big carnival with a march. I can remember it.
Yes.
That's right.
When we were near Kingaroy, in the Kingaroy District Sport, oh, I don't know how many schools would come in, three levels, big, small and medium. We'd come in and we'd assemble at the showground and we would march down the main street of Kingaroy. All the shopkeepers would come out and watch the parade and parade down to the sports ground.
Talk about pressure.
How gorgeous.
That was the kind of thing that... And of course, we would. There'd be a prize for the best marching school.
And that was the problem. You had to put prizes on your marching. So if you weren't good at it, your team lost points, and you didn't look so good, Stan.
Those were days when if they weren't getting the left, right, we'd just walk around the cage, sticking give them a whack on the toe.
On the toe.
go, think.
Oh, that won't happen at Yandina Cadets, we promise you. Okay?
So Leah, my sister-in-law.
Ask Leah now.
I'll ask Leah because, Leah's a teacher there away on holidays. Where are you guys?
We're at Roma at the moment.
You're at Roma. Okay, so what's the deal? Is there marching? Because you teach out at near Bow Desert.
Yes. So the very famous Christmas Creek Sports Carnival, which involves four of the small schools out there.
Yep.
We have a march pass, so we march around the oval in our school groups to some lovely marching song from about the 1960s.
Oh, I love it.
And as Pop said, we are judged. We have a trophy for the best marching school.
Yep.
And we practice for 3 or 4 weeks in the lead up, most afternoons outside, getting our marching right.
I think I'll be on detention for most of it.
Leah, is this, I would think that there's not many schools doing that anymore. Is this a country school sort of thing now?
No, it could be. I mean, I've only taught mostly in country schools, so I'm not sure about that. But I do know we do it as part of the perceptual motor program as well. So my preppies, we've been marching every morning, like your grandma said, for the left-right brain connection.
Yeah. Bring it back. I say I might make Bilko do it every morning before we get on air. That might actually
make the show a bit better if I was a bit more disciplined that way.
Bilko, I was at the Bundaberg High School cadet for a couple of years and way back in 1952 and 53.
You marched well, did you, Stan? You were left, right, no problem?
Yeah, you had to keep the forearm barrel out of the ground, the CS3 rifle on your shoulder. We did all that, Bill Gosso.
I might get you in here, Stan. I might bring you in here on your way back from your trip away.